Hello and welcome. Let me tell you a story you might recognize. A few months ago, I worked with Sarah, a 34-year-old software engineer from Austin, smart, funny, wildly capable, and absolutely exhausted. She was irritable, sleep-deprived, and quietly ashamed of something she felt she should control. She couldn't stop scrolling. She reached for her phone the second she woke up. She scrolled while coffee brewed, at stoplights, in meetings, during meals, late at night. Work, relationships, even her dog's walk started to orbit that glowing rectangle. I didn't start with a questionnaire. I asked to see her phone. Show me your home screen. What pings you? What grabs you? It was a mess, like most of ours. Social next to work email, next to news, next to games. Every notification on. A sweet photo on her lock screen, buried under a blizzard of alerts. Here's what most people don't realize. The average person gets 80 to 100 notifications a day. If you're awake 16 hours, that's a buzz or banner about every 10 minutes. Imagine trying to have a thoughtful conversation while someone taps your shoulder 6 times an hour, every hour. That constant shoulder tap pulls your attention apart. Your brain stays in high alert, always glancing for the next ding. So I set a 15-minute timer and asked Sarah to use her phone as usual and to notice. When it went off, she looked stunned. In 15 minutes, she'd unlocked her phone 37 times, hopped through 6 apps, and spent 23 minutes on social media, inside a 15-minute block. That's an unlock about every 24 seconds. No wonder she felt scattered. The phone wasn't just stealing time, it was steering her mood. We started small, with one boundary that sounds almost too simple. No screens in the bedroom. Phones sleep in the living room. Full stop. We added 2 more. Tech-free meals, and a screen-free first hour after waking. We set a bedtime for her phone. Wi-Fi off at 11 p.m. It felt awkward. She hated it at first. Her hand kept reaching for a phone that wasn't there. Phantom buzzes, that weird sensation your phone pinged when it didn't. Her brain had been trained to expect the next hit. She shared her screen time reports, and we looked together. Embarrassing at first, yes, but it gave us facts. What we measure, we can manage. Here's the piece that changes everything. Her problem wasn't willpower. It was design. These apps are built to be sticky. Think slot machines. You pull the lever not because you always win, but because sometimes you do. That sometimes is powerful. Infinite scroll, surprise rewards, hearts and likes. It's engineered to keep your thumb moving. You're not weak. You're up against a team that studies what keeps you hooked. Once Sarah understood that, she stopped blaming herself and changed the environment. She turned off all but essential notifications. She moved her most tempting apps off the home screen. Within a week, her usage dropped by nearly half. And not knowing instantly who liked or commented didn't make her more anxious. It made her less anxious. The constant drip of input had been buzzing her nervous system. Here's an insider move. Don't just remove a habit, replace it. When Sarah felt the urge to scroll, she took 5 slow breaths. That tiny pause interrupted the loop. Not magical. But it added up. She made rules that fit her life. She set social hours, 30 minutes a day total for her favorite platforms. She turned on focus mode to block work email and Slack after hours. By the way, most people don't even know that feature exists. She used Do Not Disturb during meetings and on her commute. She took her dog for longer walks, sometimes leaving her phone at home on purpose, adding friction to the impulse to check. One afternoon, she messaged me, "You won't believe this. I just worked for 40 minutes without touching my phone. I forgot it was even there. I got into a flow state." That's the magic. Deep focus is like a shy animal. It doesn't come near if there's constant rustling. Even having your phone in sight can drain about 10% of your brain power. Imagine a laptop on your desk silently siphoning off a tenth of your focus just by existing. Move the phone out of view and you get that chunk of mind back immediately. Within 2 weeks of no phone in the bedroom, her sleep improved measurably, about a quarter better. She woke up clearer. Mornings felt less like tumbling down an information staircase and more like walking into her day on her own terms. She read a book. She finished a project at work without an adrenaline-fueled midnight sprint. She started laughing with her partner over dinner again, not both of them hunched over glowing screens. By 6 weeks, nothing looked extreme. No digital detox retreats, no flip phone. She still used her smartphone. She still checked Instagram. She still replied to texts. But the balance flipped. The phone became a tool, not her boss, She slept better, had more patience, felt moments of calm she hadn't noticed in years. Most importantly, she trusted herself again. If any part of Sarah's story sounds like you, here's what to try. Tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, pick one boundary, just one. Make it easy enough you'll do it, and meaningful enough you'll feel it. No screens in the bedroom, phone in a drawer during dinner, a 30-minute wind down, Wi-Fi off, book out. Try it for 7 days and notice what happens. Don't aim for a personality transplant, aim for a nudge. Tomorrow morning, take a curious, judgment-free look at your phone the way I did with Sarah. What's on your home screen? What pings you? What steals your attention without asking? Then make 2 quick changes. Turn off all non-essential notifications. If it's not a person you love or a tool you truly need, it doesn't get to tap your shoulder. Move your most tempting apps off your home screen. That extra swipe creates just enough space for choice. Next, set social hours. Decide when you'll check and stick to it. 30 minutes a day total is a great start. Use Focus or Do Not Disturb outside those windows. If you've never tried Focus Mode, you're not alone, and you'll love how quiet your brain feels when the pings stop. Pick a replacement habit for that twitchy urge. 5 breaths, a glass of water, 1 page of a book, a quick stretch. You're changing the station in your mind. And one more deceptively powerful move. Put the phone out of sight when you need your brain. In a bag, in a drawer, behind you on a shelf. Out of view gives you back that slice of focus you've been missing. If you're skeptical, good. You don't need to believe any of this. Test it. Set a 15-minute timer and watch your own patterns the way Sarah did. Notice how often your hand moves without permission. See what one small boundary does to your mood, your sleep, and your attention. You'll have your answer, and it'll be specific to you. Here's what I've learned. This isn't about punishment or living like it's 1995. It's about freedom, choosing what gets your attention instead of handing that power to every ping and banner. If you want the studies, step-by-step tools, and the design tricks that keep you hooked, they're in the written guide. But you don't need any of that to start. You just need one rule you can keep tonight. Because once you feel that first pocket of quiet, one uninterrupted meal, one better night of sleep, one stretch of work where you look up amazed at how much you got done, you won't want to go back. The goal isn't less joy or less connection. It's more of both. More rest, more presence, more life between the notifications. Try it.